Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Organic Nation Listening Club. Let's do this thing. Welcome to the Organic Nation Listening Club. Let's do this thing!
Good morning. Well, good morning, Organic Nation Listening Club. Good morning, Mr. David Arnett Cherry. Thank you so very, very much for letting us do this again before you go to travel. I don't know when we're going to be back, but hopefully we'll be back in time enough that we're able to get some of your music on our radio live. So we're trying to put some things together. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, we have one more on the 6th of July before I leave for Europe. But it's going to be exciting. And I have a performance that night at the World Stage in Leimert Park. So that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up here in the marina in Los Angeles at the Loyola Marymount University. At a convention, did a couple of performances, of which was for the International Society of the Study of Time. And people say, what does that mean? Well, these PhDs around the world come and submit papers and do presentations about different things about time. One person did clocks, almanac. It's all over the map. And it was very interesting to hear the presentation about how precious time is. You know, so
we all know how precious time is as we get older. So
my aunt said, my aunt Barbara, she said, "Well, you want to talk about time? You know, talk to me because I'm 84." She said,
"That's right.
Precious."
Absolutely. Time is very much so precious, and it seems like she's taking advantage of every bit of it. Praise the Lord. 85 years old.
Praise God.
That's awesome. Praise God for that. So, we're hoping to hear some of your music. I know you're saying that you're performing on the world stage as well. So, give us a little blow-by-blow of what your itinerary is going to be like so that we can try to keep up with you.
Well, the plan is the world stage is with the band Organic Notes I put together, and it's like guitars and Moroccan guitar and percussions and drums and bass, funky bass, and acoustic bass, vocals, and vibes, and what I do, the do's and goonies, the hunters guitar from Miley, and flutes, and melodica, and piano. So it's going to, and then I got some special guests from Bishop College, Michael Graham, alto sax, and Michael Lee. We was all in the marching band together. And he's playing alto sax. And I just realized the guitar player, which came from Lot with Patrice Rush and Jimmy Taylor, he went to Bishop before us. I didn't know that. You know, he's a great guitar player. So it's exciting. That's why I played Friends and Strangers, because you was in your hometown in Houston at the Astrodome. And then during the second half, we played that song with Michael Graham.
I remember.
So that's why I played it, because it's like a Bishop reunion at the world stage, and it's exciting. And then I go to Copenhagen and play in the Copenhagen Jazz Festival the weekend of the 9th. And then I go to southern Sweden and do something at the schoolhouse where my father, Don Chip, bought this old schoolhouse. There's some historical site. And then I go to London, maybe, hopefully, pending Paris, pending Berlin, back to London, back to Los Angeles. And my sister, Nina Cherry, to call her, have broken politics, and she's opening up for Ben Harper at the Hollywood Bowl on 9/11. So I will be doing a duet transition piano and her vocals at the Hollywood Bowl on 9/11 and back home to Portland. So
sounds like a winner. Sounds like fun too.
But then with all your ideas and stuff, like I'm going to take some audio things and run into people and take people, you know, so that's going to be fun. Interviews. So coming back for a fall show is going to be exciting. And then Hummingbird, I'm talking too much, but Hummingbird also is going to be doing some audio stuff and some video stuff, but it's probably more audio. But we probably put some of the video on YouTube. shoot, hopefully, hummingbird. But you know,
well, I surely hope so. I want to get some of the new artists, up and coming artists here, and the DFW area, and maybe put a little Organic Nation Listening Club video out there so they can see the new talent that's coming up. Unfortunately, on our secular radio, or the radio that we tend to listen to much, very seldom are we hearing new music from new people. It's always the same group of people, always, you know what I'm saying? And all of it's starting to seem like to bleed in and sound alike to me. So I'm hoping that we can change a little things by us being organic, hence the word, and be able to put a spotlight on those talents that have just yet sparked, and we be the first maybe interview, first listening to some of their music, as they're putting a lot of mixtapes and everything on the ground, and we're going to be, it's going to be a variety of music. I'm hoping to get more than just rap. Hopefully I'll be able to get some gospel artists. I'm going to be doing my thing. So while he's out his little thing, I'm going to try to have our little thing together here. So it should be an interesting summer and fall.
Yes, that's definitely. You're listening to the Organic Nation Listening Club with Hummingbird, your host, and David Arnett Cherry. And I give thanks to God, because he's going to make it all happen, because he already got it done.
Absolutely.
So I'm
going to
play another
piece. He already is.
And then we're going to come back to some issues and stuff that Hummingbird always come with some things. But here we go. Let's get into some sounds.
People all over the world tell me, Kurt Carr, you've written some songs that have carried me through some difficult situations. Well, my friend, God gave me those songs to encourage you in your time of crisis. And right now, you might be in a terrible storm. You might have pain in your life, but God is a healer, and he'll give you peace in a sanctuary. A healer.
God is a healer.
Yes, he is.
Sometimes weapons form against you, but they'll never prosper. Remember, God is your shield.
He's waiting for your call.
He's waiting for your call. Waiting to shield you from your fall.
And there's a place of rest and peace. And here's the good news.
Peace is waiting.
Hallelujah. One more verse. Listen.
Sometimes your will can stress you.
Can I get a witness in here?
But remember God, please.
He's the peace giver.
He's a peace giver.
I bet you can relate to this.
Sometimes your money's running low, and you're worried how you'll make it. But God will supply your.
Anybody know he'll supply your needs? He's waiting for your call.
He's waiting for your call. Waiting to shield you from your fall. And there's a place of rest and peace in the sanctuary.
Everybody lift your hands if you feel him moving in this place. I feel you moving.
I feel
in the sanctuary.
In the sanctuary.
sanctuary, and it's waiting for me. Can heal anything that's broken in your life. Wherever you are listening to me, God is healing you right now. Pastor Timothy Wright, I know you've been through, my brother, but hold on. Hold on to what you know. Hold on to that place of rest. God's going to give you peace, and he's going to restore you. In the midst of your pain, the healer will give you peace. So thank God for. Thank you, God. The sanctuary.
Kirk Carr.
Thank you for my place of rest.
Yeah. Beautiful for
awesome,
a nice
awesome,
Saturday
awesome.
Morning.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. God is a healer. He is. Wow. Well, I sure be glad when he comes back to heal this land. It is just terrible with this separation of these babies from these. And, you know, let me say this before I go into that. You know, with this wall being built, and I know they show the face of Mexico as the people that are immigrants that's been put behind in the concentration camp that I call them. It's not all Mexican-American. It's not, I say Mexican-American. It's not all Mexican. We do have some Haitians and Africans, and there are some things that are terribly going wrong in that. And I knew that was going to happen because you have the person that acquired or set up the concentration camps for these young babies. We're talking about babies. They even found one that was only 4 months old, separated from their parents. Now, I don't know what travesty or what things is going on in their country to make them run this way, but that would deter me. You really would have to be doing some awful things to me in my country to run to a country that I know has been foretold that they're going to do some awful things to me. I'm already knowing. It's not like it's a guess. It's not like maybe I can get past, you know, but it has to be something that's going on that's a travesty to want to run to something that you know that's going to be detrimental for your life in a whole, especially when if you have kids, you know, especially when you know mm-hmm. that your kids are being separated. They found out a lot of them are being sexually raped. I mean, like, these are babies, and the reason why it's such a bad thing is that you got people that are dealing with people that they don't think or they are not seeing that they are human, because no way you could do a human like that. So they're looking at these people like they're less than human. They're putting them behind cages like you would put a wild animal, and they're doing ungodly things to the most unsuspected person, suspecting person, and that's those babies and those children. Mm-hmm. And I just don't know which way, how to even look at it to know, you know, what do you do? You know, what do you say? And I've seen, you know, the difference of it looks like that was I don't want to say a prison break, but that's what they are in. They're in a prison, but they've done no crime mm-hmm. but try to be free. And
yeah.
The Haitians, I read in the news that they came together and tried to break out and, you know, and get out of there. And they said a woman with a baby was killed. It is just getting crazier and crazier. And as we see racism peeking its head back up boldly, you know, it was still racism I don't want nobody to think that I'm saying that there was no racism. It's racism, child. And I don't want to hear nobody say that they don't see color. That's a lie. I don't care who you are, you see color. Now, if you go and make a response by the color of that person or treat the people a different way because of the color, that's a totally different thing. But you see color. You see color before you see anything. So it is a travesty on how these people are being done, how these children are being done. And I just don't understand why. I was sitting there thinking how bad it has to be in your country to run to a country you know that despises you, that don't want you here, and going to treat you like a criminal before you do anything. How bad is it?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's a good question, honey. Very good question. I've been up here and, go ahead.
No. I know that you guys having some things going up there, but I think y'all, I don't know if it's your mayor or governor. I know in California they're doing a lot. They're trying to fight it a lot more. It's just terrible. It's just a horrible situation. It is.
Oh. You know, just on the side note, because I'm up at Loyola Marymount, and the workers are in the facilities that they helped us do the shows and stuff with some Latinas. I think that's the new word or whatever. But they were so helpful and everything and loving. And at the same time, you was wondering, asking about their families and are they safe and the fearfulness. They had a whole movement here at the college about that. They got lawyers and, to help them pay their, lawyer fees and keeping them where they can continue to be here. So it has to be a movement of the people again to fight this fascism, whatever we want to call it. So, but I agree with you 100%, Hummingbird. You know.
I just don't understand. I don't understand how. I don't understand the data. It's hard for me to fathom. Mm-hmm. I do believe that the unfortunate truth is that we have a lot of lawless people, but it's not always the people that come here, even though there are a lot of them that people are people. And people will, people make mistakes. And the unfortunate truth is that we're looking at an administration that only see, this is my opinion, that only see the color of a person's skin. I really believe that. Mm-hmm. What administration? There has never been an administration besides Russia that built the wall. Germany. Was that Germany that built that wall?
Yeah, the Berlin Wall.
And they knocked the
wall
down.
Matter of fact, here by the cafeteria, they have a piece of that wall. I'm going to take a picture and send it to you, but it's a piece of the wall here. That was the only wall that I know of.
It's just a horrible thing to have to endure in 2019. Because the wall was torn down. What year? How long ago was the wall? The actual wall?
I think
it was
in the 80s. In the 80s when Reagan was in and stuff like that. It was in the 80s. I think. I'm not going to don't quote me. I know it was probably in the 80s. When Reagan was
God. It's just the fact that they are doing these kids the way that they're doing those kids. And I don't even think they separated the kids in the wall. In Germany, it was just a separation of West Germany, wasn't it? It was just a separation of the country itself.
Yeah, East Germany, West Germany.
Yeah, Egypt. But the families were still intact. This is almost, if you can think about it, remember when, as our history, as African Americans, that's the first thing they did to us was separate us. To break down the family nucleus, they separated the father, the mother, the children. They sold the kids, the mother, and the kids may go where. It depends on how the sons look. They were sold somewhere. This, the only difference of it is they're not selling them yet. They can't sell them.
Yeah.
But they're separating. They're breaking down the nucleus of the family. I think that breeds something when you're dealing with a kid. And I think that's why in, I don't want to say the ghetto or in the black neighborhood, or when we look at our black families on why we're so broken down in our neighborhood on why we can't get together, because we've always been pit against each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it
yeah.
was bred, it was bred all the way up into us, even all the way now. We were always separated from our families. We were, you know, that's what the first thing they did, you know, besides now, and they're raping them. I'm sure the women are being raped. If the kids are being raped, I'm sure the women are being raped. The only difference of it is if you're married or you came there with your husband or a significant other, whether husband, boyfriend, just a man that you was with you, maybe you're not getting attacked as much. But I've seen them attack men. So we don't know really what's going on in a concentration camp. And who's monitoring the guards that's doing that? Who's monitoring? And is this the military that's running the camp, or is these civilians that they went on and let them put up their right hand and say all this other good stuff that I'm going to do this, that, and the other, just regular citizen, and then walking in there and doing awful things? I'm just, it's just a tough situation that they really need to look into it a lot more than what's happening right now.
Well, yeah, you listening to the Organic Nation Listening Club with Hummingbird, David Arnett, Cherry. I agree with you. And, I mean, to me, it's almost like still that fascism, like what happened with Hitler and everything, because he did the same thing to the Jews and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the people, they just slipped in. And then all of a sudden, there he is. And doing these horrible things.
Huh.
And you I like the question you said, because we don't know what's happening behind the thing, what was just like happening in Germany at that time. So that the people need to really get in to figure out what that is and put a stop to it. Because it's not moral. You know,
those that are listening,
I don't know.
You know, we go into you know, we're voting again, 2020. This is a real reason why we should be out there in droves. Because it's just the Hispanic people you see coming here. We don't know how the laws are going to change. We keep that man in there for another four years. It is just crazy. And I've been seeing some of the stars that, like Shaquille O'Neal was saying that he won fair and square and give him a chance. We've given him 4 years, and this is the outcome of the 4 years. I was surprised, and I love Shaquille. Don't get me wrong, but I was so mad and hurt that we have so many African-Americans that actually voted for this man, and they are voting. Well, Shaquille is not voting against his own circumstances because he's rich. It doesn't affect him, but it will affect his children, because I don't care how rich you are, it doesn't change the color of your skin when you're in those streets by yourself. And you see these white men that think they are higher than God now, that they have a president that is racist and openly racist. He's openly racist. It really doesn't matter to him. He knows that there's nothing going to affect his situation, so he's openly racist. He's been openly racist since before he even got into being a president. He was openly racist. He said certain things, but we still voted for him. Some of us did. I was not one of them, but some of us did. And those that decided to say that they didn't have a choice, so they didn't vote at all, they voted for him too, even though they didn't vote.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. Okay, you have any last minute statements? You know, that's good. We're gonna have to come back on this one, because this is a very important issue out there, Organic Nation Listening Club, and we need to stay up on this issue, because we just need to go ahead, Hummingbird.
We need to stay up on this issue because we don't know how it's going to affect us or our children or children's children. for the next several years. Yeah, I don't think people look at it like that, you know. But thank you so very much. Join us again on the 6th. Hopefully we'll try to do get a little bit more into this, as well as give a lot more great music. And maybe, just maybe, we're going to figure out how to be able to stay on while he's traveling and be able to tap into David's world. And thank you so very much, and join us again.
Until we meet again, here we go.